Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy to come before you each and every day with your Word in our hands and our hearts open to that which you teach us about you and your Son, Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit would teach us that which you'd have us to know today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is God's Worm. It's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 7. When Jonah complained to the Lord in prayer concerning God's decision not to destroy Nineveh, he went outside the city, made himself a shelter, and watched to see what would happen. While he sat there, the Lord prepared a gourd to be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. Jonah was exceeding glad because of the gourd. However, in chapter 4 and verse 7 of this prophecy, we see how God prepared a worm the next day, where we read, "But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered." The verse begins, "But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day." The writer began with the word but, which is a disassociation conjunction that means what is about to be written takes precedence over what was previously stated. It means moreover, nonetheless, and nevertheless. God, which refers to the ruler, judge, and divine one, prepared or reckoned, numbered, assigned, told, appointed, and prepared a worm, which means a maggot or worm made of scarlet stuff, crimson, or the dye made from the dried body of the female worm, Coccus ilicis. When the morning rose, a dawn, early light, day spring went up, descended, climbed, and departed the next day, which refers to the morrow, or the next day, or the day after. As Jonah sat comfortably under the gourd, which was fashioned by the Lord, the following morning he awoke to a worm that contained a crimson dye, which was also prepared by the Lord. The verse goes on to say, "And it smote the gourd that it withered." The writer added, "and it smote," which means it struck, hit, beat, slayed, and killed the gourd or the castor oil plant or bottled gourd that it withered, which means made it dry, dried up, and without moisture. The worm with crimson dye struck and slayed the gourd so that it withered and died. When we think through the words in this verse, we may see the parallel of this crimson dye-filled worm to Jesus Christ's death on the cross. God's compassion and concern for Jonah was demonstrated by the gourd he prepared, and it is like the compassion and care he has for the repenting people of Nineveh. The Lord also made a worm, which when crushed would leave a crimson dye after giving birth to a new life that is like the new life Jesus Christ gives to everyone who will rely upon, cling to, and trust in him. Oh, how the gospel of Jesus Christ penetrates the entire Bible. As Psalm chapter 40 and verse 7 says, "In the volume of the book it is written of me." Let us rejoice over the crimson dye-filled worm that became the sacrifice for our sins and brought forth the mercy and compassion of our God and Heavenly Father. Next time, we see the Lord prepare a vehement wind. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, as you continue to study his word.